Shaquem Weeks is a 36-year-old male who reports that he was the seat-belted driver of a motor vehicle when he was hit on the driver's side by a tow truck, period. The accident took place on March 9, 2023, period. There were no airbags, airbags did not deploy. And he was not taken to the hospital by ambulance, period. He had medical care as outlined in detail in this report and underwent a physical therapy followed by left shoulder surgery, left shoulder arthroscopic surgery followed by physical therapy, period. He's currently still in physical therapy, period. Current symptoms, paragraph, current symptoms, he reports occasional left shoulder pain only with lifting heavy things, period. Paragraph, transcription, please add to the history portion again that he also underwent cervical spine surgery and is currently in physical therapy for that as well, period. Paragraph, impression, left shoulder. Non-specific injury, status post, a shoulder arthroscopy, status post, unindicated left shoulder arthroscopic surgery for debridement, resolved. Paragraph, discussion. The claimant reports he was involved in a motor vehicle accident when he was hit from the left side by a tow truck, appeared. There were color images of his vehicle that were reviewed, and this demonstrates this demonstrates minor scratches to his vehicle. There's the driver's side rear view mirror has been knocked off its attachment point. Appeared the paintwork demonstrates scratches, but no overt denting can be visualized. Appeared this would indicate a minor impact and a minor accident. Appeared the paragraph, the claimant reports he had injuries to his cervical spine, lower back, and his left shoulder, period. Paragraph. His initial treatment was with physical therapy, period. This was performed from up until May of 2023, period. No injections were performed, period. He had undergone an MRI of his left shoulder, period. This was read as a partial tear of the distal supraspinatus and period, partial tear of the distal subscapularis period, partial tear of the distal infraspinatus tendon period. Transcription is please just insert, copy and paste the impression section of this left shoulder MRI period. Paragraph, independent review of the images of this left shoulder MRI was performed by this examiner, period. The study was a poor quality study, but did not demonstrate any significant abnormal structural any significant structural abnormalities, period. Paragraph, the claimant underwent left shoulder arthroscopy on May 11, 2023 by Dr. Frank Segreto, period. The procedures performed were arthroscopy of the left shoulder with one extensive debridement of the superior labral anterior and posterior tear, comma, anterior and posterior labral tears, comma, rotator cuff tears, comma, biceps tendon tear, comma, and chondral lesions, and chondral lesion of the glenoid, period. Two, extensive synovectomy. Three, lysis of multiple adhesions. Four, extensive bursectomy. And five, lysis of thickened coracoacromial ligament, period. Postoperatively, he has done physical therapy, and he is currently in physical therapy for his shoulder, as well as his, for his left shoulder, as well as his cervical spine and lower back period. The claimant currently reports on the occasional pain with heavy lifting with his left shoulder. Paragraph. The non-specific findings from a minor accident, such as the one this claimant was involved in, with no airbag deployment and no major damage to his vehicle, reveals that this was a lower energy mechanism of injury period. Review of his MRI did not reveal any structural abnormalities appeared. His shoulder was treated only very briefly for about 3 months at most. He was treated briefly with a non-operative course of 2 months of physical therapy period. this is inadequate, conservative measures undertaken to indicate a patient for surgery period. Typically, it is the standard of care to have 6 months of physical therapy, comma, a consideration of a cortisone injection to the subacromial space, comma, and treatment with anti-inflammatory medications or NSAIDs to treat this condition, period. Additionally, there were no structural lesions on the MRI that were could have been treated with surgery, period. therefore, the left shoulder surgery was not indicated appropriately, and therefore not medically necessary, period. Paragraph. Postoperatively, the patient has performed physical therapy and has reached maximal medical improvement, period. This examiner has seen this claimant previously for determination of necessity for physical therapy, as well as some other another independent medical examination by Dr. Ernesto Selman Peard. These exams revealed that he had fully healed at that time. Peard, the date of those exams transcription is please write the date of my independent exams as well as Dr. Ernesto Selman's exams, period. The claimant is now beyond that time period. His examination shows he has further improved his range of motion and he has no deficits, period. There are no objective findings on today's examination, period. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the alleged shoulder injury, which is a non-specific injury, has resolved, period. No further treatment is warranted, and there's no permanency to it, period. Thank you, and...